It's 5:02. Here is Sherry Lynn Gribbley. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Dynamite. This travel report is brought to you by Delta Dental. Interloop the Beltway slow now from 355 to the Mormon Temple. Southbound 95 is slow from the Franconia Springfield Parkway to Newiken. Look out for an accident northbound 270 near Old Georgetown Road. The left lane is blocked. The lanes begin at Connecticut Avenue. Ever wonder when you see someone in the next car smiling? Maybe their employer offers hassle-free dental insurance from Delta Dental. Ask your employer about Delta Dental. They make it easier to smile. I'm Sherry Lippin, as a traffic control for WJFK.
Don't you run a moment like a
liar.
No matter how you slice them, they're bloody good. John and Mike.
Thank you, Paul Turner, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. Yes, it's a national show via Westwood One Entertainment. Thanks for listening in Mobile, Alabama on WABC in Burlington, Iowa on KCPS. And thanks so much for listening in St. Louis on the Big 550 KSD. I'm going to read some faxes now that we've received. Do we have our Frito Bandito music? Our special, we're giving away a trip to Mexico music. You know, my personal trainer, Kurt, spent the weekend in Myrtle Beach. Ah, yes. He went down as a chaperone for a group of high school kids.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that he saw all the signs.
Right.
All the, you know, Pedro says kids scream real loud.
Yeah.
And here's exactly what he said happened. He said that he wanted to buy fireworks.
Right.
On the way back.
They hawked those fireworks on those billboards.
That he stopped and he had picked out $150
mm-hmm.
worth of fireworks.
Right.
Wow. And he walked up to the front and he said to the woman, I'd like to write your personal check.
Uh-huh.
And she said, we don't accept personal checks.
No surprise there.
And he said, well, I'm full up on my credit card and I don't have cash. Can I write the check? And she said, I'm sorry, we don't accept checks. And then he said that he said to her, Pedro says, put all these fireworks back yourself. And he got up and walked out. You know, and I should give him a plug that he is, I'm doing all the work, but why am I plugging him?
Yeah, but he's your good guy. You've been with him for a long time.
Doing a fantastic job with me. My weight is down now to 187.
There you go.
Back in size 36, my 36 Calvin Kleins. Let me just stroke my own buttocks as I dance back and forth.
That's quite a provocative dance you're doing right there.
It's my stroke my buttocks dance, Mike. And the other thing that I have for Kurt, if he's listening right now, and I know he sometimes listens,
okay.
I'm wise to you, okay? I'm very wise to you when you say we're going to do 10 of these.
Uh-huh.
For instance, you know, we got a Nautilus.
Yeah.
So he's got this thing where he puts like 120 pounds of weight, and I'm sitting, and my legs go up, and I lift up the weight.
Right.
Okay? He says, we're going to do 10 of these. Well, I'm thinking in my head as I'm doing this, 1, 2, 3, and he'll start talking to me. He says,
All right. So
the Redskins schedule was announced. Oh, boy, the Colts
at home, the
49ers at home. Well, I'm going, 8.
Trying to concentrate on the reps.
Right. 10. And he says, listen, I lost count. 4 more.
Right.
But he does this to me all the time.
Sure. To get you to do extra stuff.
Yeah, but I'm hip to that.
Well, he's helping you. Even if you are hip, you still have to do it. Because otherwise he'll yell at you or something.
Yeah. I don't know what he would do to me. I guess he'd yell at me. I don't know. Yeah. I can't imagine him yelling at anybody, though. I got, like, the most laid-back personal trainer in the world.
Well, he's a good one.
No,
he shows.
He's quite good. Thank you. I'll do my little buttock dance.
I'd rather not see that again, but that's terrific.
Hi, girls.
That is a...
What are you doing my buttock dance?
You stand up, or you could be at the Hangar Club with that dance.
All right. So he was at South of the Border over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he also told me to pass along his thanks to you.
Yes.
But indeed, he did remember when you and your wife wrote down every sign and it became kind of a game that he played with the kids to see if they could also get all of the signs written down.
And the one criticism I would have for the folks south of the border, let's have some more creativity. I mean, you're hawking your motel rates and you're hawking your fireworks, but I'd like to see more of the comedy signs, you know, like, hey, you never sausage a place south of the border.
So we are giving away a trip to Mexico, to beautiful Cancun, Mexico, giving away on Friday in conjunction with Corona, the numero uno party beer for Cinco de Mayo. We're doing our What Would You Do to Win a Trip contest. We haven't done it for a long time. We have to perform outdoors on our stage on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
As of this moment, the only acceptable entry we've received is from a guy who says he can rent a couple of llamas and take on Rabe in a llama race.
We know that people can do better than that.
Here are the facts, some of the facts that we've gotten since we talked about this a couple hours. Dear Don and Mike, to go to Mexico, I would paint myself green, cover my head in salt, and sing Margaritaville wearing nothing but cut-off jeans. I would need a karaoke machine.
Sure.
Excuse me.
Bless you.
I realize that having a terrible voice and being overweight, my wife would leave me for making such a spectacle, but what the hell? That's from Pete.
Okay, paint himself green and put salt on his
human margarita.
Oh.
Dear Don and Mike, I would eat as many tequila worms as you could give me. Well, now that's a good start, but unfortunately we can't supply the worms.
No, can't do that.
You'd have to figure out that comes from that's from a lady. Now that would be that would be a bonus because you don't normally find ladies involved in these gross contests.
And they say that if you eat the worm, you will be drunk for a week.
That is Kathleen, and she's from Virginia. So get back to us, Kathleen. Here's one from Boise. Man says he would fly in.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, if you can call the National Zoo and get a dead monkey, here's what I want to do. If a monkey has died, I will cut his butt off and roll it into a cigarette and smoke it. You both know, plus you know, Buzz, you'd love to see a person smoke a dead monkey's butt.
Fascinating.
Matt Johnson.
Interesting.
Boise, Idaho.
Pretty tall order there, you know, for getting hold of the monkey's butt.
Jeffrey Dahmerish.
Here's another one this is from Cleveland. I hope all of these people are considering flying here.
Yeah, because we don't offer airfare to get here for the contest. You got to do that on your own.
Dear Don and Mike, I'd like to win the trip to Mexico. I will dress up in a papier-mâché piñata and let Rabe beat me until I disgorge my prizes.
That's getting there. That's a little more interesting.
Here's one from Kevin from Maryland. Dear Don and Mike, I would French kiss Don's green toenail.
Ugh. That means that he would suck your toes.
Well, it takes two to play that game, my friend.
Don, are you throwing that away, or are you putting that in the
closet? It was good, but not great.
Because that one, I put that one right up with the llama. Yeah.
Dear Don and Mike, here's another one about feet.
You notice he's ignoring me, Buzz. He's moving right by it.
My feet will not be involved in this contest.
Okay, there you go.
Dear Don and Mike, I would stub my toe, not just once or twice, but for all 4 hours of your show. Not on a pillow or a padded pole, but on that new desk of yours. If I break a toe, I will start stubbing another one. Please let me bleed on the desk which gives me 4 glorious hours of radio every day. Sincerely, Toes, Mark Mendenhall.
It's the second one in a row that involves feet.
Yeah.
Very strange.
Dear Don and Mike, I would eat a box of X-Lax and then expletive in a diaper. Standing in front of your station, nothing on except the diaper and the shades. Craig, Modesto, California.
Another one, you know, all over the country, people are starting to chime in with this one.
But it also says, P.S., I'm flying to D.C. Thursday.
There you go.
Okay. Dear Don and Mike, this is from Sean in Virginia. I will eat a dozen cans of refried beans while wearing a sombrero and attempt to light my farts on fire to go to Mexico.
My goodness, you know, it seems that these have been grouped into categories.
perhaps it's Rob working on that producer's job.
Rob really organizing his thoughts back there.
And here's the last one.
Okay.
Dear Don and Mike, remember you said you wanted disgusting, so... Don, do you remember when you came back from vacation recently and you found your dog Brandy was going to the bathroom and Clink was catching? To win the trip to Mexico, I'd be willing to bring my own dog to the station, let him pitch, and catch it myself, if you know what I mean.
You know, I think that we might have said we want originality,
God.
That's the first word. Disgusting was not the word that we were using as a priority.
No, please.
No, and
I don't want to see some dog pooping in a guy's mouth.
No, please, thank you. And incidentally, you must have a very close relationship to your dog.
How would you get your dog to poop on demand?
Yeah, really.
P.O.D. Poop on demand.
She's real well trained. You leave me in the car all afternoon. Stop it, Mike. Stop it.
Keep them coming. Mm-hmm. Keep the faxes coming. We're going to get a couple of good ones. Oh, here's more.
Thank you, Rob.
Dear Don and Mike, I want to go to Mexico so bad I'll cover my entire body in refried beans, taco meat, onions, lettuce, salsa, hot peppers, and anything else that makes a taco. I have no radio at work, but I can be reached at the following number.
No. See, there's no payoff there. Something has to happen after you yourself a human taco.
It is a human taco to go with the human margarita.
Yeah.
Dear Don and Mike, my husband and I are dying for a second honeymoon, and we'd love to go to Mexico. I'm very fitness-oriented, which includes gymnastics. I would be willing to do some tumbling cartwheels as long as mats were provided with absolutely nothing but Don and Mike painted on my butt. Please, please pick me. Well, does she mean that she would be willing to do these gymnastics in the nude?
I believe that's exactly what she's saying, if we would provide the mats.
Well, we got the mats.
There you go.
No, on the screen it says we provide no mats, no just mats. Like we provide no worms.
No mats provided. You'd have to do it. You'd have to bring your own mats.
We also provide no llamas, for those of you who are thinking about stealing that great idea for the llama race.
And no dead monkeys.
So, yeah, because you want to smoke a dead monkey's butt. So those are some of the entries we've received, as you can tell. We're still looking.
Entries are pouring in, though, Don.
And here's our fax number, 1-800-636-6410. Come Friday, somebody's going to win.
All right.
That'll be on a Friday's program, a big What Would You Do? Now, before we get to the entries for the death pool, the ghoul pool, which is almost too sick even for me, coming on the heels of what we've just been reading.
And the ghoul pool's still going on because God love those celebrities, Don. They're all still hanging on.
We are going to a break for a second here and talk about the Shell Oil Company.
Ah.
I mentioned this a couple hours ago.
Right.
I love this idea.
This idea was definitely made for you.
There's nothing I like better than having no contact with people at all. I love ATMs.
Mm-hmm.
I love Quicken. Does anybody have the Quicken program for their computer?
Mm-hmm.
You get to pay your bills. Right. You never talk to anybody. You never see anybody.
It's terrific.
And what do I like best of all? Pay at the pump.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? You walk up, put the card in, it says, do you want receipt? Yes, no.
Right.
Boom, boom, you're on your way.
It is terrific technology, and I'm with you on this one.
You don't got to talk to whoever it is that's inside the bulletproof cage.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I wish I could help you right now. I am watching Jerry Seinfeld.
You don't have to deal with that.
Right. So here's what Shell says. Shell is opening stations called satellite facilities.
Mm-hmm.
Detractors in the oil business are calling them ghost stations. Shell Oil is testing gas stations with no attendance.
Wow.
The first one opened in Houston 4 months ago. Dayton, Ohio got one last month. Last month. At the Shell Express stations, motorists put their money, debit card, or credit card in the pump before gassing up.
Just like the same thing you would do with the pay at the pump when there's an attendant there.
Video cameras monitor activity. Mm-hmm. An intercom lets motorists talk to a person at a nearby Shell station if help is needed.
Oh, okay. Well, see, now that was the only hitch. It's all covered.
Let's call. This is a beautiful idea.
I'm with you.
I want to be the spokesman on this. I've been behind this idea.
And it's your chance to tap into the money of big oil. Finally.
As they tap into yours.
That's right.
You know, this does. This cuts out the middleman so the big oil company gets to keep all the money for itself.
I just tapped into some of my big oil there.
Oil?
Yes, hello, Shell. Shell, baby. Hello, it's Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national program right now, a radio show. We'd like to talk to Kitty Bora.
One moment.
She's the spokeswoman for Shell, Kitty Bora.
Wonderful.
Thank you. And we also found out a couple hours ago when I mentioned this that Buzz recently got turned down for a Shell credit card.
Oh, it wasn't recent, but
we can take care of that today.
Fix that right now. The pain has stayed with me.
Ouch.
How long ago was it you were turned down, Buzz?
Shortly after I moved here.
One moment, I'll connect you.
Well, that's like almost 5 years ago.
Yeah,
Kitty.
Sure. Well, I hold a grudge. Kitty and I will be sure that we take care of that.
Michael Dukakis.
Got the mobile card, got the Amoco card.
You like those gas credit cards, huh?
Shell won't play with them.
Well, 5 years ago.
Well,
5 years ago, you're on that station where you had that goofy laugh. Hello, is Kitty there, please?
She's on her line at the moment.
Will you please tell her this is a national radio show, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and we're calling to give her our big thumbs up on this automating the gas stations? I love this idea. I love pay at the pump. I love the fact that there'll be no grease balls to deal with. No people to deal with. No human contact of any kind.
I see.
I am for that. Man, am I for that.
That's great.
And also, listen, a friend of mine who works on our show, my news guy, he got turned down for a Shell credit card. We'd like to take care of that if we could also. We'll vouch for the fact that he's had a job with us for over 4 years.
He's a very responsible individual, and he deserves a Shell credit card.
I agree with that.
At a very low interest rate, I might add.
Listen, but before we talk
about thinking about that.
Before we talk about him and his credit problems, I'd really like to speak to Kitty to find out about this automated system. I love this idea.
Okay.
Don wants to say hoorah for Miss Bora.
Now, is it hoorah or Bora?
Okay.
How do you pronounce...
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. How do you pronounce Sweet Kitty's last name?
Kitty's last name?
Yeah.
Is it
Bora?
Bora. Bora.
The fabulous island of Bora Bora.
Oh, I was thinking of Tora Tora Tora. Yeah, you're right. The island of Bora.
That's
Bora.
A great movie, Tora Tora Tora.
Okay, and this is the...
I fear we have awakened a sleeping giant.
We're on a national radio show.
Tora, Tora, Tora.
We're on all across America.
That's great.
We are the on them.
Yeah, let me... do you want to hold her?
Yeah, sure.
I don't know if she's going to be on her line.
Listen, tell her it's a national radio show. Who should talk to them?
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Shell,
for goodness sake.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
Trying to figure out how to work some of these new Simpsons tapes. So.
What a load of crappy crap.
See, but those are negative. They're all positives that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, it was good, but not great.
No, I guess not. What's this one?
Stupid president.
Here's Flanders. Red Flanders in Spanish.
Buenos ding dong dilidia, senor.
What is this one? Oh, that's the one blows big time. Oh, rock stars. There you go.
Rock stars. Is there anything they don't know?
There's Homer. Homer's take on life.
Yeah. Love that Homer. Good one last night. Yeah. Real good one with Grandpa Simpson. WW2 action. Lots of Montgomery Burns.
When he was younger, right?
Yeah. Lots of Mr. Smithers.
Oh.
Really an excellent all around episode. Hello?
Now, if Ms. Bora gets on and says, what are your questions?
Hey, come on.
She'll be right with you, okay?
Hey, she'll be right with you. Thank you very much.
Okay, hold this for a moment.
Okay, thank you very much. Here we go, right now. Come on, Kitty. Kitty Carlisle.
Man, I hope we can get some T-shirts out of this.
I'm playing a kitty game with you.
Kitty Carlisle. Kitty Dukakis.
Hello, Kitty.
Yeah. Kitty Bora.
Kitty
hello.
Bora. Hello, Kitty.
Yes?
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing our national radio show right now. And we do it from Washington, but we're on all over America. Why does everybody need to know that?
I want to know where to put you, where you're located.
That we're based in Washington. We're on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Outstanding.
Listen, I love this idea. This idea of no people at the gas station.
Yes.
I am truly antisocial. And when I first heard about pay at the pump a couple of years ago, these guys will tell you, I came in, I was out of my mind. I said, no more dealing with the guy with the turban behind the bulletproof glass.
Well.
No more having to jerk around with somebody. No having to talk to somebody who wants to ask you how you're doing.
How soon is this going to go?
Well, actually, it really is, and this is important. It's really the very early stages of a test. We've had one here in Houston, and we just did, just in the last couple of weeks, the one in Dayton. And it's just a test. The way I look at it, the way some of the people here look at it, is if you compare it like to a bank's automated teller machine.
Absolutely.
It was more security. What we have, now this didn't come out, and I think it's an important part of it, is that we have both an intercom and cameras that are at these two stations.
Kitty, it's like I always sing, people People who hate people are the luckiest people.
But see, you can be connected if you want to ask directions. You can ask the person that on the intercom if you want directions.
Or perhaps if there's some sort of an emergency situation,
right.
Someone gets run over,
right.
Somebody's car is backed into, in a gas station, you could summon some people, right?
And I tell you what, I do anyhow at my Shell station here in Houston.
Now, do you have any experience pumping yourself?
Oh, yeah, you're kidding all the time. That's what I was going to say. I never go into my station. I always stick my card into the pump.
Pump myself all the time.
You too.
Pump it up.
It's
pump
not,
up the
it's
jam.
It's not that different. You know, it's not that different than having one and not having one. Now, another advantage of it is, you know, it's, again, like automated teller machines that we could put these.
It's like talking to JR's mother, isn't it?
You're doing it somewhere else. We could put
wasn't it Ms. Ellie?
Stations in
Ewing Oil.
We might not be able to economically afford to put
Lama.
One. And then, of course, the other thing is that we certainly will continue doing our regular service, full service, and self-service.
We'd
just be an adjunct to it.
Listen, who am I to tell you the great Kitty Bora how to run Shell Oil?
But
let me just give you a piece of advice.
We always like to hear.
Can you advertise this?
Yes.
You advertise the fact. No human contact.
Unless you want to talk to them on the intercom.
But don't even promote that. If people want that, they'll go to the gas station where you've got the guy in the bulletproof booth. You got to say, listen, do you hate people? You can use me in the commercial. Do you hate people as much as this man? Then you got me. And I go, hey, Don Geronimo, famous disc jockey, you know how I hate contact with people. Why do I go to Shell? I go to Shell because there's no people there at all.
Well, outstanding. We want to please our customers.
I like being by myself, sticking it in. That's what I like.
Well, good for you.
I like pumping myself.
Okay.
That's what I like. And now listen, Kitty, one other thing.
Yes.
David, we're giving you all this great attention on the nationwide program. There's a guy who works on our show, a news guy, very upset that like 4 years ago he got turned down for a show credit card.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very upwardly mobile individual. He makes a good living, and he's probably the most responsible person on this show, which isn't saying much, but he desperately needs a Shell credit card.
He feels bad.
And he doesn't want to waste time with the red tape, and we were thinking that we could perhaps eliminate some of that red tape and just get this matter taken care of.
I'll see what I can do.
Can I put you on hold with him right now while you talk to him off the radio?
Of course.
All right, good.
Okay. Bet.
All right. Then it's a deal. Then, Kitty, you remember my name, Don Geronimo, and you remember that slogan.
You bet.
No human contact.
That's the slogan.
Outstanding.
Here at Shell Oil, we know you're
tired of dealing with greasy, hungover,
whatever the other adjectives are you'd
rude.
Like to use.
Rude, insensitive,
non-English-speaking employees inside the bulletproof room who are more intent on watching Montel Williams or trying to figure out Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
Or maybe overly friendly.
Yeah,
and you were complaining about that earlier, Don. Too friendly.
Not that I hate more, Kitty, than somebody who's friendly. I hate someone who's friendly almost as much as I hate someone who's not friendly.
Oh, dear.
I would rather not have any contact with anybody.
Yeah, we think Don should be your poster child for this entire campaign.
I can talk to all the slack jaw yokels out there who feel like I do on this subject. You remember that. No human contact. We're Shell. We're the Shell company. We're Shell. You go to hell.
we give you a choice.
We're Shell. If you want an attendant, go to hell. What do you think of that?
Well, I think we'll have to consider that one.
Hey, she's considering it. That's great.
Mm. All right. Take it under advisement.
You get me wearing a big devil costume?
I can see it.
Yeah. Here at Shell, we know you hate dealing with people. So we've taken the people out.
We give you a choice.
Yeah, we could.
Well, actually, remember though. Now, this is the early stages of a test, and I don't know, what'll come of it. But
it's going to go over big.
There'll be a guy flying from Washington down to Houston to be trying your automated machine and raving about it
every day. I'll be. Where are you going this morning? Flying to Houston.
Outstanding.
Well, listen, Kitty. Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you, and thank you for calling.
And we're going to put you on hold so you can talk to Buzz about that credit card.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to a big barbecue tonight?
Well, always.
Yeah, with a big cowboy hat, right? And cowboy boots.
And cowboy boots, of course.
You drive one of those big Cadillacs that has like
the horns on the
horn.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
With a horn that makes the sound of. That's it,
Red. You date the Marlboro man, right?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I know, because I know you Houston women. I know you Texas women.
Hey, Kitty, I read an article about the, the fact that gas guzzlers are selling like wildfire now, and so congratulations to you and everybody at Shell Oil. You'll be in your jobs for a long time.
Next question.
Hey, and let's not forget. Listen, as long as we're just talking among friends.
Yes.
Let's not forget how you and all the other gas companies are gouging us with those prices. $2 a gallon. Hey.
Bravo.
Kudos.
Bravo. Well, hey.
That's kudos to you.
It's that money that goes to improving the technology so you don't have to deal with human beings, Don.
I'd pay $2 a gallon so I don't have to deal with people. I'll do it right now. You can make that my flat rate.
You fly to Houston so you don't have to.
One last question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a very famous man from Texas named Bill Smith? You ever heard of him?
He would be known in most circles as Major Bill Smith.
No. I know Bill Smith. That's not Major Bill Smith.
All right. Too bad. Yeah, I wanted him to do the commercials with me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll see if I can find him.
He used to like to pump his own.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Kitty, hold on. Buzz, that's a... Yeah. Line number 8, you can pick that up right now.
Okay, I see it's flashing.
All right, let's pick it up.
Hello?
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, it's Buzz. actually, that's not my real name. that's a made-up radio name.
That's his real voice when he's trying to get something.
Oh, sure, that'd be fine.
Don't let her send you an application.
Is that what she wants? Yeah, well, that's true. Let me give you my real name here.
All right, I'll turn it off.
he wants that.
Greg Brady.
He wants that car. Card. Yeah, he wants a car, too.
ELS, too. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Great.
My home number is...
yeah, actually, Northern Virginia.
Don?
Yes?
Kitty and I will do it with all good humor.
Yes,
sir. As much good humor as
we can. Turned off his own microphone now. Oh, you son of a gun. Turn it back up. You can trust me. I'll pod down the important stuff.
My home number would be...
Yeah. Okay. 1-800. Ask for ass. And I live on Wow Drive.
Also 703.
All right.
That's his office number.
691.
I live in Finally Estates.
Wow.
Hi.
Right off of Wow Court.
Talk about your kung fu grip.
In made-for-life manner.
Yeah, it was just very surprised because I got a letter and it just said that my application had been rejected, but it didn't say why. And yeah, that could have been it.
You know, once you get him on the phone with somebody, he's got that newsman voice of authority where they they know he's legit. And I realize that Shell Oil does not want to anger God.
Yeah. Yeah, but no. And
wow,
my credit is good. And
hey, well.
Well, sure, yeah. And, you know, I've held a grudge all these years.
I'd say he gets the car within 2 weeks.
He gets it right now.
All right.
Oh, hold on. See what she's saying to him.
Uh-huh.
He's writing something down now.
If you ever call here again,
okay,
I will have you and your cohorts.
You. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks. Take care.
Great sound. Okay.
That's it?
I was kidding.
What'd she say?
Hey, it's in the mail.
There you go. Right.
Cards in the mail.
There you go.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Pump your own, Buzz.
I will.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Radio. High rise window. We can't tell you who they are, but we can tell you. Melrose Place will never be the same. Don't be ready for a brand new Melrose Place. Then, People Magazine calls it the most exciting new show this year. Experience the groundbreaking new drama that has critics blown away. Profits after Melrose Place, tonight on the Fox. Followed by the 10 o'clock news, where tonight... School violence is out of control. Kids killing kids coast to coast.
I might get hurt. I might get sad. I may be shot.
Who's to blame and what's being done to stop it?
The second child been shot at the school. Oh, Lord, where's it going to stop?
A Fox News special report, a lesson in survival. Tonight on Fox 5's 10 o'clock news.
You're in the air with Rock Talk. In the studio today, George Killian. How's it going, George?
Good, thanks.
George is with the Beekeepers.
Yes. from Ireland.
And you're on a major label now.
The George Kiddings label.
Mm, your own label. Doing it right. Okay. Now, what about Wild Honey? Is that a side project?
It's my newest beer. Oh. George Kiddings Wild Honey Ale.
Beer?
Hmm. I brew it with a hint of honey.
So you brew beer in addition to the same.
You've heard my version of Danny Boy, then?
Tell you the truth, no. Is it traditional stuff? You got a serious old school kind of look there with the beard and whatnot.
I would describe it as a bit of tradition. Uh-huh. Brewed up in quite a new way.
Well, you got a giant industry buzz, that's for sure.
Yes, I'm very excited about it.
Okay, George is on the George Killian's label, and his latest release is called...
Wild Honey Ale.
Rock on, George.
And you rock on too, young man.
New Killian's Wild Honey Ale. You know, they're limited, golden color.
When we went to Paramount King's Dominion, I met a creamer.
Look at the shockwave standing up. I screamed my head off.
At Splash City, me and Mom got totally slimed.
Of all the things you'll do with your kids this summer,
I did the anaconda with my dad 3 times.
Oh man, the rebel yell really moves. We were cutting corners and we were twisting. I thought Dad was gonna hurl.
Of all the time you'll spend together,
I ate ice cream with yummy beer and danced with the Flintstones.
Why not give them a day they'll never forget?
I met Scooby-Doo, Fred Flintstone, and Barney. It was great.
The kind of day you can only find in Paramount's King's Dominion.
Next time, I'm gonna take Mom in the Shockwave. So freak.
Go on out to Paramount's King's Dominion and give your family a day they'll never forget. Paramount's King's Dominion is now open weekends. Close Sunday, May 5th. Coming soon, The Outer Limits, Flight of Fear roller coaster.
Coming up tonight on News 7 at 11. How safe is the nation's railway system? You won't believe what we found.
A train going down the tracks and the brakes haven't been inspected.
News 7's I-team uncovers what some say is a catastrophe waiting to happen.
They're not repairing cars when they're supposed to be.
Bound for disaster.
Could this one car cause a derailment?
A News 7 I-team exclusive. Coming up tonight, only on News 7 at 11. Seven's on your side.
Tonight on ABC, a desperately ill 2-year-old girl with only one way to reach the hospital in time.
This is an air ambulance. It's equipped for any kind of medical emergency.
But then something went wrong.
Mayday, mayday, there's an 86 Alpha Bravo.
Down in the frozen Rockies and no way to call for help.
He's gone. We've lost him.
Based on a true story.
As I search and rescue.
Angels went down. Tonight on the ABC Monday Night Movie.
Then stay tuned for News 7 at 11.
Why do 9 out of 10 people use the genuine Pelotlanic Yellow Pages? Because it has information. Lots of information. Like Winfor Tips, the new service that gives you information and expert advice on all kinds of topics. Say you're worried about your computer crashing. Just call the Winfor Tips number and they'll tell you.
Invest in a surge protector to prevent potentially damaging power increases from reaching your power source. So, your boss finally invited you for a round of golf. Remember...
If a ball is wild and heading for another group on the fairway, the correct shout is not, oh no, it's four.
As you can see, InfoTips can provide you with some truly invaluable advice. Just look for the InfoTips number listed in selected headings of the Bell Atlantic Yellow Pages. Call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's just a local call.
Please stay on the line for some important information.
InfoTips, the new consumer information service from Bell Atlantic, the heart of communication.
The whole family to the Fort Washington Hospital Health Fair May 14th. Get free health screenings, including cholesterol, diabetes, and blood pressure. For more information, call us here at WJFK.
Superstation number one in the USA.
That is amazing.
Right, number one,
6.7,
right, WJFK.
535, here's Sherry Licker. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Don and Mike. This traffic report is brought to you by Custom Payroll Services. Responding to an accident right now, westbound 66 near 234. Also one Backlick Road just inside the Beltway. An accident northbound 270 near Old Georgetown Road has been cleared. No sign of it. All lanes are now open. When was the one you got a 25% raise? Tax Custom Payroll Services, your ADP bill, and they'll fax back a 25% discount. Call Custom Payroll Services at 800-4-PAY-PLUS. I'm Sherry Licker with your traffic control for WJFK.
To preserve a unified Germany. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yahoo!
We'll take your phone calls here in a couple of seconds. Buzz Burbank will have news. If you get a chance in the next hour, want to do that thing where you go into a grocery store or a drugstore with your senator's phone.
And I love it.
Have Pat McGroin paid.
All right.
Also, listen, about the contest on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have a fax. Rob was just reading it to me from Tom Gavin. Here's the best translation we can offer up at this point.
One of the Tom Gavin, it's a classic fax from Tom Gavin.
Dear Don Mike, I will eat P-A-T-T-O-R-E-R if S-O-M-E-N-O-N-R-E-E-L P-E-E-L it.
I will eat pato if someone...
Well, Rob has translated this. I will eat potato raw if someone peels it for me. Dennis says...
He's probably tried this before.
Dennis is dead. I will call in when there is a phone scan. Hi, Sherry. I like be on you show.
Dennis is dead. Is that perhaps a statement of fact, or is it some? Is it challenging Dennis? Insulting Dennis?
I don't know. I believe on our phone now would be one of the two men in question. Hello, Tommy.
Hey.
Hey, just got your facts.
Hi. I'll eat a potato if someone can peel it.
Okay. What about Dennis is dead?
Dennis is dead because he said it on that thing.
What, did Dennis say something bad? Are you mad at Dennis? Is that why you're saying he's dead?
Yeah, they said something about it on that recorder.
On what recorder?
That recorder thing.
You mean the Ghoul Pool line?
Yeah.
Dennis didn't say anything about you.
Someone said it.
Yeah, but not Dennis. So why immediately do you want to attack Dennis, Tom? Yeah,
I want to attack someone that said it.
Yeah, I don't recall anybody on the phone line saying anything about you on a Ghoul Pool line.
Someone said Gavin thing.
Yeah, I believe somebody picked Tom.
Somebody picked you as the next celebrity to go.
Well, Tom, you should be honored. We've all been picked on the Ghoul Pool.
Yeah, Tom, a lot of people have picked
me. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, listen, don't worry about it. It just shows you being a celebrity.
Yep.
And why attack Dennis Murphy? He had nothing to do with that. Is there some hostility towards Dennis Murphy?
Somebody said it. I don't know who said it.
Tom, answer my question. Are you mad at Dennis Murphy?
No, I'm not.
Are you jealous of Dennis?
Yes.
Why are you jealous of Dennis?
Because... he's going out with Donna now.
He's going out with your Donna?
Yeah.
The phone sex girl?
She's not a phone sex girl anymore. She's a friend.
She's a friend now. So, and Dennis is dating her?
Asking on a date.
How did Dennis find out your girlfriend's phone number?
Dennis called her.
He called her? You mean on one of the numbers?
Yeah.
At the 800 number?
No, a 202 number.
Oh, but he called her at work?
At home.
At home. Was she talking sex to him?
No.
She's talked sex to you, hasn't she?
No, she hasn't.
Never, Tom?
Never.
What do you guys talk about?
Stuff. We just talk about the show and stuff.
But your show or our show?
Your show.
Oh, our show. Well, how does your girlfriend who's not a phone sex operator like our show?
Good.
Good. Yeah, how do you like it?
Good.
Okay, so once you guys say the show's good, what else do you talk about? I mean, do you talk about you and her?
Yeah.
You ever talk romantic with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you say?
Ask her if she wants to come out with me on Friday night.
Has she ever said yes?
No, she hasn't.
And you're very concerned about Dennis Murphy. Have you had a chance to talk with Dennis Murphy about this and work this out with Dennis?
No.
No, what would you say to Dennis if you were talking to him right now? You'd want to work this thing?
He's listening. I'm sure he's listening.
Yeah, what would you say to Dennis if we had him here right now?
I said, Dennis, you want to go out with my girlfriend? But if it's all right, you can go out with her.
Well, now, Tom, why are you giving up so fast?
I don't know.
Tom, I would think you'd be angered that Dennis Murphy was moving in on your woman.
I don't know. He's moving on.
Do you know what menage a trois is?
No.
Menage a trois is when three people are having sex together. Would you have sex with
a sandwich?
A sandwich.
You know what a menage a trois is, Tom.
Would you be in a sandwich with Donna and Dennis?
No.
You would not?
Well, not.
Why not, Tom?
I don't know.
Well, you must have a reason for not wanting to be in a Dennis Murphy-Donna sandwich.
Because...
who are you talking to, Tommy?
that the radio on in the background?
It was. I just turned it down.
Yeah. You know the old saying.
Sometimes the attraction's just too great.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to be in a Dennis Murphy, Donna, Tom, Gavin sandwich?
Because.
Extra cheese.
Because the robot don't like it.
You know, he tells the truth when he's the robot.
Yeah.
Now listen, let me talk to the robot for a minute.
Hello?
Robot, tell me something.
Yes.
Is Tom really mad that Dennis is trying to steal away Tom's girlfriend?
Yes, he is.
Yes, and what does Tom want to do about that?
Have Dennis go to court at a Dynamite show.
And Dennis go to court on the show. Oh, to be found guilty at our kangaroo court?
Of stealing girlfriends.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Mr. Robot?
Yes.
Does Tom really not like Dennis? You can tell us. How does he really feel about Dennis? He really doesn't like Dennis, does he, Robot?
Because he screwed up when he was singing the national anthem.
Anybody who's seen the movie Primal Fear, I don't want to give away the ending or anything, but... Hello.
That's why he got jealous of Dennis saying the national anthem.
Well, so
Tom is jealous
anthem.
Of Dennis because we let him sing the national anthem?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about the parrot? Is the parrot there?
Hello.
Hi, parrot.
How you doing?
Doing good. Parrot, do you know, does Tom hate Dennis? Do you know that, too?
Yes.
Yes, he does. Now, what about Donna? Who does Donna like better, Tom or Dennis?
Tom.
That's the robot again who interrupted. And, hey, robot?
Yes?
What would Tom like to see happen to Dennis?
Get another girlfriend.
Anything worse than that, robot? Is there anything worse that Tom would like to see happen to Dennis?
On the Sci-Fi Channel, let him get killed.
Let him get killed on the Sci-Fi Channel. Why on the Sci-Fi Channel?
That's better.
That's better than what, Donnie?
Better than...
What, being killed on Nick at Night?
Yeah.
And Mr. Robot, what is Tom looking for in a woman?
Sex.
Now listen, let me talk to Tom again.
Yeah, Don.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
Yeah, Don. If I asked you off the air, would you give me Donna's phone number so I could call her up and ask her if she's a phone sex girl?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, please. Wonderful.
Hold on, please.
Terrific.
Robet, if you would get that number. Oh, I just hung up on it.
Oh, no, man. Oh,
don't worry.
And I think we've had a breakthrough.
He'll call back.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm calling about Tom. I just saw Primal Fear over the weekend. And I got to know if he is, like, for real or...
Tom is very for real, although I don't think that... I was only pointing out with the different personalities.
Right? Would Primal Fear involve multiple personality disorder?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes, it sure would. But I think Tom is harmless. We like Tom very much.
I gotcha.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
Your name isn't Donna, is it?
No.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And I believe bye-bye. We should be getting a phone call from Mr. Murphy any minute now because... this is quite interesting. We've gotten a look into the psyche of Tom Gavin.
All right, let me see. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
All right, now, did you give Rob the number?
Yes, I did.
All right, hold on, Tommy. I apologize for hanging up on you. Hold on, please.
We're calling the woman all the guys want to date. It's Donna.
Rob, can you bring that number in, please?
And hadn't Dennis dated a Donna before? And could
you remember Donna?
Could this be the same Donna that we're talking about? That,
right here.
That Dennis Murphy had a relationship with? A steaming, hot, sultry.
Either way,
she's one lady with great taste.
She sure is. She knows the right guys to go for. She likes the celebrities.
Tastes great, less filling.
Calling Donna.
Hello.
Hello, is this Donna?
Yeah.
Donna, hello. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. We're doing our national radio show right now.
Oh, you have to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding.
Oh, God.
Are you Tom Gavin's girlfriend?
No, I'm not.
Are you Dennis Murphy's girlfriend?
No, I'm not.
Are you dating either one of those gentlemen?
No, we're just friends.
You're just friends with both Dennis and Tom. Good.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of jealousy on Tom's part that you're talking to Dennis so much. Are you a phone sex girl?
No, I'm not. What? I have a card. I have a little boy.
Oh, so you don't do that for a living?
No, I don't do that at all.
Oh, well, then how did all this come up with Tom and Dennis both getting in contact with you?
It was on that line that was on your show. It was advertised on your show.
You mean a ghoul pool line?
No, it was Night Talk.
Oh, a dating line.
Yeah.
Oh, it was an advertisement that we ran on the show.
Yeah. And I called there, and he was on there.
And that's when you just started talking to Tom?
I just met Tom there.
You met him through the...
I talked to him, and he gave me his phone number, and I called him at home, and he had caller ID and didn't know.
So you are you the one that kept the relationship going with Tom? Are you the one that initiated it?
No.
So it was
Tom kept calling me.
Now, you know, Tom thinks...
I have a little boy. He's 3 years old, and him and they both talk on the phone together.
I bet they do.
Absolutely.
Now, Tom thinks you're his girlfriend.
I know he thinks that, but I...
And Tom also thinks that Dennis wants you to be his girlfriend.
Why is that?
Well, because he said that Dennis has asked you out. Has Dennis asked you out?
Oh, yeah, he did.
And you declined?
Huh?
Did you say yes or no?
I have no problem going out on a date with Dennis. I mean, but not like that. I mean...
Oh, you have no problem going out on a date with Dennis? Man, I don't know. I'm surprised he's not driving over here right now.
His car should come crashing through our window any second.
Sweat pouring off his forehead.
Dennis leading like an OJ-like chase with the cops behind him, going 1,000 miles an hour. There's a woman that wants me!
Oh, man, are you saying, Donna, you would go out on a date with Dennis?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, but...